When the door opened, Ron stood in place, his mouth hanging open slightly. The man who had opened the door was small and thin. His hair stuck out from his head in soft brown spikes, and his shockingly blue eyes seemed too large for his face. He was definitely not Dom. Said Ron, checking the number on the door. "Ah, let me see. Extremely hot redhead." He made quotation marks in the air with his fingers. "You must be Ron." Yeah. Ron continued to stare blankly. This bloke had an American accent and made air quotes, and he was not Dom. "I'm Elijah, a friend of Dom's. He, mentioned you." "Oh. Right, perfectly normal. Just not what Ron had been expecting. Is Dom home?" "Well, yeah." Elijah leaned forward into the doorframe, pulling the door closed behind him. "But he doesn't want to see you, mate. Sorry." This was not one of the possibilities Ron had considered. "What? Why?" "Because, great shag though you apparently are, he's not especially into guys whose idea of a good time involves slipping a little something into his drink." "What?" Ron couldn't believe what he was hearing. "Is this what Dom thought?" "What? I didn't. I would never..." "Yeah, well, that would be more convincing if he hadn't called me raving about all sorts of wackiness after your night together. Sorry, man, try again with someone else." Elijah was pulling back and starting to close the door. Ron threw his hand out to stop it. "Wait, listen. It's very important that I talk to Dom, even if he doesn't want me around afterward." Ron swallowed. "I need to explain some things." "Yeah, he said no, though, so no." Elijah tried to push on the door, but Ron was much stronger. "He's in danger." Elijah raised his eyebrows. "He can't stay here. It isn't safe." "I don't know what you're talking about, but you need to go before we call the police." Ron let go of the door, not because he was afraid of Muggle police, but because the threat itself was rather shocking. He spoke quietly. "Please, can I just talk to him?" Ron instantly recognized the silver-ringed hand that appeared over Elijah's shoulder, pulling the door open again. Dom stood behind Elijah, his eyes steely gray, and said, "You can come in, but only if you answer every question I ask." "I will," Ron said, relieved, but also wary of Dom's cold expression. Elijah stepped aside to let Ron in. Dom spoke right away. "First question is," he said, holding out his thumb, "did what I think happened the other night actually happen?" "Well," Ron wasn't sure how to answer, "what do you think happened?" "I think we went out, came back here, had mind-blowingly good sex, and then your friend broke into the apartment with a toothbrush, and you both vanished into thin air." "Mind-blowingly." Ron hoped he would remember to be pleased about that later. "Mind-blowing?" Elijah piped up suddenly. "Really?" Dom glowered at him. "Yeah, sort of. That's more or less what happened. Neville didn't exactly break in, and he came to get me, not to give me a toothbrush."
"But he had a toothbrush."
"He had a toothbrush," Ron nodded. "But it was a port key, a way for us to get from place to place." Dom cut him off. "Yes, of course, that clears it all up." He went on without pause, holding out a second finger. "Second question, what's the burrow?" "Thank goodness, an easy one. That's the house where my family lives." "There was an attack on your family's house?" Disbelief was clear on Dom's face, and Ron felt his heart sink. If this was hard to believe, the rest of what he had to say, well, maybe he shouldn't even bother. "Why would anyone attack your family?" "This is what I need to talk to you about. But it's rather a long story. Could we sit?" "Third question," Dom interrupted again. "What do you really do for work?" Ron took a deep breath. I'm a wizard. I work for the Order of the Phoenix, reconnaissance and defense, mostly." Dom looked as if he were waiting for the punchline. "But I really do work with Hermione, and I'm in her shop a lot." There was absolute silence in the room. Dom and Elijah both stared at him, expressions blank. "Well, great. That had gone well. Look, could we sit down? It's a long story, but I'll try to explain." Dom shook his head. "I don't..." "Please." Ron could hear the edge of desperation in his own voice. Dom hesitated a moment, and then nodded and led them to his kitchen table. He sat down across from Ron, and Elijah walked around them and sat at the end of the table. He looked from Ron to Dom and back again, tapping his foot on the floor. Ron wanted to stomp on it. Well, Elijah said. Ron wished he had Hermione there. Hers was a sensible voice that could reference things muggles would understand, and she could put it all in some kind of logical order. Instead, Ron's words poured out in a jumble. He explained about wizards and witches, about their similar but mostly separate world. He told them about Hogwarts and wands and the Ministry of Magic. Dom and Elijah sat still, looking somewhere between incredulous and worried. Well, Dom said when Ron stopped talking, that all sounds quite lovely, but it doesn't really explain your friend breaking into the flat, or why you say I'm in danger. Ron didn't answer right away. Dom sounded sarcastic. He wasn't getting through. They didn't believe him, he knew it, but he couldn't think of what else to do but go on. So he told them about the different ways wizards saw muggles, and how for some it led to resentment and anger. He told them about Voldemort, what he did, what his followers were getting up to. He remembered that Hermione said there had been someone similar in Muggle history, and tried to remember his name.
Hilter?
Hitler? Elijah asked, screwing up his face. You mean Hitler?
Yeah, that's the one, said Ron, hoping it would help them understand.
You're saying this Voldy thingy is like Hitler?
Yeah, that's what Hermione told me, because he kills people who are different from him, and people who threaten his power, and anyone who gets in his way, pretty much, really.
Elijah turned to Dom and raised his eyebrows, making his eyes look even more ridiculously large than they already were. Ron understood perfectly well the silent message. He's crazy. Elijah settled back in his chair.
Well, it would make a great movie, he said, starting to giggle.
Ron clenched his fists under the table. He understood that this must sound strange to them, but he was frustrated that nothing he said seemed to make any difference. And in his frustration, Elijah's high-pitched giggle made him furious.
Yeah, except it's not really funny, is it? They killed Harry's parents and his godfather. Neville's parents they tortured till they went insane. They killed Hermione's fiancé. He was breathing hard now. They killed my brother Charlie.
Ron swallowed against the lump in his throat.
And hundreds of others, muggles and wizards alike. And if they figure out that it would hurt me, he turned to Dom, they'll kill you too.
Elijah was quiet now. He and Dom exchanged sober glances.
Is there someone we can call for you?
Someone who helps you? Elijah leaned forward and put a hand on Ron's forearm. Ron pushed back his chair and stood.
I'm not mental. I know this sounds strange. I know you don't believe me. I don't even care. I wouldn't care. Just don't stay here, please. It was my fault, my stupid fault for using magic in your flat. If something happens to you, just please.
He looked at Dom into those sparkling gray eyes that had smiled up at him from the pillow only a few nights ago.
Now Dom looked sad and tired. It was obvious he thought Ron was completely nutters.
Why don't you let us call you a cab? Elijah was talking again. Ron tried to focus on Dom.
Wherever you want to go. The bookshop?
Ron couldn't stand it anymore. His fingers itched for his wand. Petrificus Totalis would do nicely. But using magic in the flat was what got him here in the first place.
I don't want a cab, you prat. I want you to shut up so I can talk to Dom.
I think you should go. Dom's voice was soft and low. He stood, walked to the door to the flat, and pulled it open.
Just go, he said.
Ron followed him to the door.
Dom.
He wasn't sure what he could say now.
Dom shook his head and Ron's chest tightened. More than sad now, Dom looked hurt. And he had done that, his foolishness.
I'm sorry, he whispered, and stepped through the door, listening to it click closed behind him.
Dom wasn't even trying to sleep. He knew there was no point. He hadn't slept the night Ron disappeared, or the one after. Only after Elijah arrived did he relax enough to stop watching and listening. But now his hyper-alert senses were back.
Dom sat on the edge of his bed, in the dim light from the one small lamp. He heard every little noise in the flat, the slow drip of the faucet, the hiss of light rain against the windows, the rustle of Elijah's blankets in the next room. Before, he had been half expecting Ron to appear again as suddenly as he disappeared. Now he didn't know what he was listening for. He heard Elijah pull back his blankets and the soft pad of his stocking feet on the floor before he saw him silhouetted in the bedroom doorway.
I knew you wouldn't be asleep, Elijah said with a quiet sigh.
He shuffled over to Dom's bed, pulled back the covers and got in, holding the blankets up and patting the bed beside him for Dom. Dom grinned and slid in next to him. "Did he freak you out?" Elijah asked.
"No." Dom knew he answered too quickly to be believed.
"Well, yeah, kind of. But really, what it is, did he seem crazy to you?"
Elijah shook his head.
"No, I never would have thought he was if you weren't saying all that stuff. Don't blame yourself for not knowing. You couldn't have."
"No, I know. That's not it, really. I just mean, he really seemed to believe what he was saying, didn't he? And it was such an elaborate story. I mean, what is that? What kind of psychosis would make you do that when the rest of the time you seem perfectly normal? Or, well, almost."
"I just don't know," Elijah said quietly. Dom rolled onto his back and sighed heavily.
"What?" Elijah asked.
"The worst part is, I think I'm less upset that he's crazy than that I don't get to see him anymore. How selfish is that? I just really, really liked him."
He covered his face in his hands.
"Damn."
"Well, you can't be blamed. Not when there was mind-blowingly good sex." Elijah started to giggle.
"Shh," Dom said suddenly, sitting upright. He heard it again. Crack!
Dom slid out of his bed, holding his hand out to pull Elijah with him. They tiptoed to the bedroom door, the sound of footsteps in the next room now unmistakable. Dom went to one side of the doorway, pressing his back against the wall and gesturing for Elijah to do the same on the other side. The footsteps were coming closer. Looking at the messy room around him, Dom reached down to grab hold of a pair of discarded jeans on the floor. He tossed the end of one leg to Elijah, and they crouched, waiting. The intruder cast a large shadow through the doorway as he approached. Dom whispered, "Now!" and he and Elijah pulled on opposite ends of the jeans. The intruder fell over them with a loud thud and a groan, his long black robes billowing out around him. He rolled to his side and started to reach in his robes. Elijah's eyes widened in fear. Dom grabbed a plant with a ceramic pot off his bookshelf and dropped it directly onto the man's head, knocking him out cold.
"Crab?"
A deep voice called out from the room where Elijah had been sleeping. Elijah turned and grabbed a lamp, holding it ready to strike. Dom picked up one of his steel-toed boots, the only heavy thing he could easily reach, and they squeezed through the doorway and into the hall. When they rounded the corner, they barely had time to register the tall man wearing black robes, identical to the other man's, and pointing a stick at them, before red light shot from the stick directly toward them. They dove apart, and Dom looked up from the floor to see a smoldering hole in the wall where the light had hit. The man was advancing on Elijah, his stick, wand, Ron had called them wands, held out in front of him. Dom scrambled up and threw the boot as hard as he could. It glanced off the man's arm, making him turn away from Elijah and point his wand at Dom. At the same moment, there was a series of loud cracks in the room, and Dom was hardly surprised at this point to see four people appear out of thin air. They stood around the man in black, all holding wands and pointing them at him.
"Drop your wand, now," said one of them, and Dom recognized him immediately as Harry from the bookshop. Harry, Ron's best friend. Hermione was there too, and a tall black man and a woman with a shining braid of hair down her back. The man in black dropped his wand, sneering around at them all, but not speaking.
"Where's the other one?" the black man asked Elijah.
"In the bedroom." Elijah's voice sounded small and timid.
"Dean, check it out," ordered Harry, and Dean stepped around Elijah and into the hallway. Turning to Hermione, Harry said, "Full body bind," and then walked over to Dom. "Are you okay?"
Yeah, I'm fine." Dom was surprised to find that he barely had the breath he needed to speak. Behind Harry, thin rope had shot out of the ends of Hermione and the other woman's wands, wrapping around and around the man in black until he was immobile and fell to the floor. Dean reappeared from the hallway, smiling broadly.
"It's Crab, and these two caught him."
"Ha!" Harry exclaimed, clapping Dom on the shoulder. "That's the best news I've heard in a long time. Parvati and Dean, can you take care of cleanup?"
"Sure," said Dean, as Hermione stepped over to Elijah and offered her hand to help him up. Dom's mouth dropped open as she wrapped her arms around Elijah, and then he jumped when Harry did the same to him.
"Let's go then," Harry said in his ear, and Dom didn't even have a chance to ask where, before the room spun and blurred around him, going suddenly dark. Ron stood in the entrance hall a few minutes after apparating into Order headquarters. He slowly rolled his shoulders and stretched his neck from side to side, trying to work out the stiffness brought on by a long night outside in damp weather. It had been an uneventful watch, but he was exhausted from the hours of forced alertness and the late, now early, hour. He was also thirsty. He left his damp coat by the door and headed toward the kitchen. He was surprised when he heard voices up ahead. He had expected everyone to be sleeping by now. As he neared the kitchen door, he heard laughter. Harry's, Hermione's, and two others. There was a high-pitched giggle, and it couldn't be. He stood, frozen in the doorway as he took in the scene in front of him. Harry, Hermione, Dom, and Elijah were gathered around the table, teacups before them. Elijah had twisted himself into a little pretzel on his chair, and Dom was slouching comfortably in his. He was wearing a jumper that was far too large for him, and had H knitted into the front of it. H for Harry. Ron felt his stomach twist into knots. They all looked so relaxed, so happy. They didn't even see him standing there. He fought his urge to turn and flee to his room. He needed to know what had happened, why Dom was here, why he was wearing Harry's jumper. He stepped through the doorway, and Harry saw him first. "Ron!" he shouted, and Dom turned sharply in his chair to look. His face tensed into an expression Ron couldn't read. "Surprise? Worry? How did the watch go?" Harry asked. "Fine," Ron answered. "Nothing to report. What happened here?" He gestured toward them all. "Those alert charms you had me cast on the flat worked," Hermione said. "Two Death Eaters apparated there about 4 hours ago. We got them both." Elijah twisted around in his chair, a big grin on his face, and told Ron, "We got Crab." "Yeah," said Harry, "these two were great. Bagged Crab before we even got there." Ron just stood a minute, staring. Were these the same people who had kicked him out of Dom's flat not even a day ago? He remembered all too clearly the look on Dom's face as he had told him, "Go." "Well, that's really great. Good work. I'm just going to get some water and go to bed." There was silence at the table as Ron turned his back on them and went to get a glass from the cupboard. Then Harry yawned loudly. "I'm going to bed myself. See you guys in the morning." "Elijah," Hermione said, "why don't I show you where your room is?" "Okay, sure. Great idea." Ron heard their chairs moving as they got up to leave. He picked up the pitcher of water from the counter and filled his glass. "Ron," Dom's voice was close behind him, soft and low, "I'm so, so sorry." Ron shrugged his shoulders and took a drink from his glass. "It's okay," he mumbled. He knew he was probably being unreasonable, but he just felt so frustrated that it had all happened without him. Dom had kicked him out, but then sat around all chummy with his friends. It didn't seem fair. Now he believed it all, but he hadn't trusted Ron enough to believe him. "Really," Dom persisted. "Really sorry." Ron turned around and quickly averted his eyes from the ridiculous, far-too-large jumper. "You don't have to be sorry. So you didn't believe my crazy story until you saw it for yourself. Who would have believed it? It doesn't matter." "Of course it matters," Dom said. "I don't know if I should have believed you, but I'm sorry I didn't. I'm sorry I told you to leave." Ron was quiet, looking at the floor. What was the point in being angry anyway? Dom was here, and he was out of danger for the moment, and he knew. Ron didn't have to do any more lying or convincing, but oh, that stupid jumper was making him cringe. "My mother made that," he said, pointing at Dom's chest. Dom looked down at himself and back up, smiling. "Harry gave me this to wear. I was cold in my t-shirt." He held up the bottom of the sweater to reveal the thin, wisted shirt beneath. "I know it's Harry's," Ron said. "I have one with an R on it." Dom held his gaze for a moment, and then closed his eyes and pulled the jumper over his head. He dropped it on the floor and reached for Ron's water glass, putting it on the counter. He took Ron's wrists and pulled him forward as he backed into the counter, and then jumped up to sit on the edge. "Does that bloke Neville live here?" he asked. The question took Ron by surprise. Yeah, why?" Dom grinned mischievously. "Because I think I'm going to need a toothbrush." Ron's burst of laughter was cut off when Dom hooked his ankles behind Ron's thighs and pulled him forward. Ron's hips hit the counter just as Dom's lips met his, warm and insistent. Ron whimpered. He couldn't help it. It was relief and excitement combined, and it just felt so good to have Dom's pajama-clad thighs under his hands. Dom's mouth opened to his. Dom tightened his legs around Ron and made a little sound low in his chest that made Ron's knees weak. Dom grabbed Ron's hands and pulled them from his thighs, moving them around his back so that Ron's arms were around him. He broke their kiss and spoke, "Now let's go to your place." Ron smiled, and they disappeared from the kitchen. The end. Brief epilogue. Elijah wakes with a start. He could swear the hanging portrait just said something. He eyes it warily. There's a knock on the door. Hermione pokes her head in. "Did I wake you?" She's holding towels and comes to place them on the end of his bed. "No," Elijah says, his voice creaky from sleep. "Hermione?" She sits on the edge of his bed. "Do the portraits talk?" "Sometimes," she says, smoothing his hair out of his face. "We could take them out if they bother you." "No," Elijah says, taking her hand. "But maybe you could stay?" The end.